Good morning. It is 9 a.m. We are here today, January 24, 2018, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagania, Guam, for the formal hearing of OPAPA 17-012 Mid-Pac Far East versus the General Services Agency and Port Authority of Guam. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova and Jared Hernandez. Will appellant Mid-Pac Far East please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
R. Marcel Johnson, attorney for Mid-Pac Far East. There are no representatives present.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GSA and PAG please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Darlene Heighton, on behalf of the Port Authority of Guam and GSA, and I have with me Senator Joanne Brown, the GM of the port.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On January 19th, 2018, GSA, Port Authority of Guam, issued a notice of cancellation of solicitation, motion to dismiss appeal without prejudice, and request for hearing. Mr. Johnson, do you have any comments regarding
the notice? We don't oppose it so long as it's done according to 2 GAR 3115, meaning that it be issued to all the parties. To provide some context, they've informed us that they no longer need the equipment. But the head of GSA informed us first that we needed to withdraw the appeal before they will cancel the solicitation, which would leave us without any recourse should they change their mind afterwards. So we wanted at least on the record that they were going to go ahead and cancel the solicitation. I'm trying to convince Mr. Kono, I think since last Wednesday or Thursday, to go ahead and do that, but he seems reluctant to do so despite the fact that that pursuant to Guam law, the agency is still allowed to do that. And under 2 GAR 3115, it specifically provides a procedure for them to do that. So really, just out of an abundance of caution, we wanted to make sure that the agency, at least on the record, tells us that they're going to go ahead and notice this so the other parties are given notice of this.
Ms. Heighton, has the agency perfected the procedures that are required for cancellation of a bid?
At this time, we had filed our notice of cancellation and asked Mr. Kono to go ahead and issue the notices to the other bidders. If my office is able to do that, we don't have a problem with doing that, and I will simply give each party a notice. I did indicate that in our filings on the 19th that all interested parties, of course, will be given an opportunity to rebid. Everything that is required in Section 3115, except for actually handing it to the bidders that came to the initial bid meeting that were solicited. So as far as that one step, we can do that. I wanted to make sure, though, that the opposing counsel was on board first, and then we came into this, which one do we do first? And so that is why I asked for a hearing before your office. If that is left to do, then we would definitely do that. And then contingent the dismissal based on that. That's not a problem.
It seems the basis for the dismissal would be that the cancellation has been perfected, right?
Right.
Have the reasons for the cancellation been made a part of the procurement file?
Well, with the filing, that's what we've included in our filing, that the port no longer needs the supplies solicited. And that is one of the reasons that has been listed, although it's not the only reason that can be cited to the territory no longer requires the supplies solicited.
Right. The provision seems to suggest that the solicitation can only be canceled when there are cogent and compelling reasons to believe that the cancellation is in the territory's best interest. So I think One way of approaching this is perfect what you need to perfect in order to cancel, and we don't dismiss the appeal until that's done. That's one way of approaching it.
What has happened in the past, we've had appellants appeal a cancellation by an entity for different reasons, of course, and so that's the concern here. May I ask, since the general manager and the deputy is here, what intends to reprogram the funds for what area? And again, that should all be properly documented in your file.
Well, we're currently looking at getting other equipment that we need for our cranes at this point. We had an assessment by our current contractor, and they've outlined some of those equipment needs that we need to address for our cranes, and that's what we're looking at prioritizing at this time.
So in terms of procedure, I would suggest that GSA, Port Authority, perfect what it needs to perfect in order to finalize the cancellation. We hold your appeal. Your appeal won't be dismissed until they do that. How long will it take for you to do it?
Today, I hope.
Okay, and then you can submit a stipulation?
That sounds reasonable.
Okay, and if you always have your administrative and appeal rights in the event that the cancellation was done improperly.
Understood. Thank you.
So when will we expect to get a document?
Today is Wednesday, no later than Thursday.
Okay, so by Thursday at 5 o'clock, do we want to have a control date on?
If that's the case, then you would issue, we'll issue a decision on by Monday or early next week that the appeal has been dismissed.
Right.
Well,
you would submit a stipulated order for dismissal.
I will do that.
You would sign.
Yeah, we'd be fine with that.
Okay.
And in the event you guys aren't able to come to an agreement, then how do you want to proceed?
Maybe we can have a control date here, and if that stipulation is signed
mm-hmm.
and submitted, then we will just cancel, not hold the hearing.
Do you want to do it on Friday?
By next week?
No, this Friday.
This Friday? I think the afternoon is free, so to give everyone time either, let's say 2 o'clock.
Okay. So we'll have a status, well, actually we'll have the appeal continue to Friday at 2. If the parties don't submit the stipulated agreement, then we will go forward on the appeal.
I just want to note, I may not be here. I have another commitment on my schedule for Friday afternoon, but one of my deputies will be here if necessary.
If the appeal doesn't go for, if the stipulation is submitted, then that hearing will be taken off. But if it does not get submitted, then we need to go forward on the appeal, and your deputy would be here in your place. Okay. Are there any further matters?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
We're off the record at 9:08 a.m.